Monday, 24th of July, and partly cloudy morning here in Oroville on 30 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect clouds followed by a brightening sky and over the night clearing and very warm. Temperatures from low 29 to high 38 with heat index of 42 degrees Celsius. Winds from the southwest at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is still new, illuminated on 1%. The working committee informs us that the next meeting of the new governing board of the Oroville Foundation is scheduled for the August 13 and 14th. They have invited the new governing board members to join Oroville on August 11 so that they can show them the areas of their interest on August 12, before the meeting. And they have invited a presentation of the working groups who requested to report on the topics mentioned. 50th core group, progress in preparing for the 50th anniversary, including visit of Prime Minister of India. Oroville Council renewed to DC, proposed changes in entry policy, entry task group, then interim TDC with the general progress and progress with the new Town Development Authority application. Land Board with progress in land protection, land exchange, restraint and difficulties. Matrimandir, where the new executives are requested to present their plans for the future and highlight constraints. FMCA will share update on FMCA matters, state of Oroville finances, code of conduct, GST and others. And the working committee will give a report on various other topics. Groups and or individuals who would like to make a presentation to the board are requested to inform them as soon as possible together with their presentation. So the working committee will then discuss with Dr. Karan Singh at what time the interaction between the new board members and the community can be scheduled. And they propose to inform all Orovillians and newcomers in a general meeting which should be held by the end of this month or latest in the first week of August about the content of the presentation to the board. And Resident Assembly Service shares with us, or actually reminds us, that it's the working group nomination time and we need to nominate our new members. According to the community's participatory working group system, a number of working group members are replaced. The Oroville Council, 3 members, the Working Committee, 3 members, the Funds and Asset Management Committee, 2 members, and this year we are also selecting a new Town Development Council or / L'Avenir d'Oroville. So we are invited to participate in these important events by nominating those community members that we think could be potentially working group members and or participants of the selection process. We should keep in mind that the deadline for nomination is Saturday, 5th of August, so we have, let's say, less than 2 weeks left. Also, the CATS, or Create Oroville Together, will be back in August. Meanwhile, they invite us to look online at some of the last year CATS that they were filmed by Oro Image team and get inspired. Amongst the culture events, also not much new, Taiwanese Pavilion is still happy to invite us to Taiwanese cultural events. And the next one would be traditional Earth Oven Experience on August 5th from 2 to 5 at Northeast Asian Zone next to Language Lab. And then they will have a 13th of August Taiwanese cuisine workshop and tasting. Mohanam is about to present Youth Talent Show with the 10-minute show for your talents. And the stage is for you. Singing, dances, music, youth, voice, painting, sculpture. You are eligible to participate in 2 acts. And registration starts tomorrow, 25th of July, and ends on 5th of August. And I'm telling you, show your talent, because stage is waiting. And from YouthLink, invitation to a Youth Day on 12th of August. And this year, International Youth Day will be on Saturday, and of course 12th of August. And the United Nations chose for this year Youth Building Peace as their focus. But YouthLink have discussed in the team and they decided they would like to add a prosperity. So they would like to invite us to participate in an event where we'll be exploring peace and prosperity in Oroville. And the focus of the event is to look inward and being re-inspired as a collective. So they call on all Orovillians, newcomers and volunteers to join. They would especially like to invite the previous generation to come and share stories and wisdom with the younger generation. They are considering to host this event in a humble way with a few tents and simple activities at the Mahalakshmi Park area, probably between 4 to 7 p.m. So if you have any creative idea, some art, stall or game, let them know. Our Rubin Film Festival 2017 will be going on this year in December, between 16 to 23rd, and to submit films in three categories, either by Auroville or films about Auroville or film by students of Auroville, you need to go to their link, and deadline is, the submission is 31st of July. And after that, you are requested to bring copy or copies of your films to Auroville Film Festival office in Sharanga. Lapisin, as they announced, they are gonna have a life-saving certificate course, but they changed the date. It's gonna be between 4th to 7th of August. The coach from Rashtriya Life-Saving Society also informed them that anyone who wishes to get only first aid certification may do it so by attending the first 2 days, which mean August 4th and 5th. The cost of first aid certificate will be only 2,500. Both life-saving and first aid certificates are recognized internationally. And from the basketball family is an appeal to the community for the August 15 basketball league. This year's Auroville Basketball League will start in the beginning of the second week of August and end on the 15th of August. This is an internal basketball league for the all six Auroville basketball clubs who are registered with the Pondicherry Basketball Association. The concept of this league is to celebrate Sri Aurobindo's birthday and the Indian Independence Day through a basketball league in Auroville. This league has been organized since 2003 with the support of all of the Auroville basketball players and the non-playing members. There are about 100 to 150 players that participate every year in this league, including sub-juniors, juniors and seniors. This is the only event where all members of basketball come together to celebrate Sri Aurobindo's birthday and the Independence Day of India. So this year they would like to carry on with the tradition of celebration and make it very special one because it leads to the 50th anniversary of Auroville. They kindly request our support to organize this league, even small help will be appreciated, and their financial service account number is 10-5144 with Independence BB League. Annapurna shares their latest newsletter number 4. Actually, the Annapurna Farm Support Group compiled their newsletter. And please check the PDF file on the text. Alliance Française Pondicherry hosts the European Union Film Festival 2017 between 15th of July until 3rd of August, where 22 films from 22 different European Union member states are screened in their auditorium every other day, in original version with English subtitles. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Sri Aurobindo's Integral Yoga, Evolution Fast Forward, Psychology, Cosmology, Transformational Practice, a film in 3D motion, graphics with Sopam, Auroville. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Indian thriller Trapped, made in India in 2017, directed by Vikramaditya Motwana. Tomorrow, Potpourri with drama comedy Petelini Zajtrk, Rooster's Breakfast, made in Slovenia and Croatia in 2007 and directed by Marko Nabršnik. On Wednesday, cultural movie Notre Dame Paris, Ballet de Roland Petit, made in France in 1996 and directed by André Frédéric. From the Mother's Words, Volume 15, we read, "To do yoga, one of the most important things is to get rid of all attachments to the past. Let the past be past and concentrate only on the progress you want to make and the surrender to the divine you have to achieve. My blessings and help are always with you. With love, the Mother." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.